let's take item number 920, please.
Request of Rhonda Meadows to address council regarding an exchange between a city worker and an African-American homeless man.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor Hales and City Commissioners. My name is Rhonda Meadows. I have over 30 years of human resource management, and I've also founded two nonprofits in the city to support foster youth. I'm here to speak about an incident my daughter and I witnessed in Old Town on May 14th. In this case, I'm speaking on behalf of an African-American man with a mental disability who cannot speak for himself. On May 14th, my daughter and I were walking in Old Town on Broadway and Davis. Much of the road was coned off. There was a lot of construction going on that day. So there were police officers, a lot of city employees working. As I walked on the curb with my daughter, we saw a city employee, a driver for a city truck, standing next to the passenger door, yelling in a very loud voice. I apologize for the profanity, but I'd like to convey the message as it was said. So I quote, "If you come near my fucking truck again, I'll knock your head off." After witnessing this behavior, I walked up to the city employee and asked him his name. He would not tell me his name. I told him that I would take his license number and the phone number on the truck. I told the city employee that what he said to the man was very offensive to me and my daughter, and I was there to stand up for a man who could not stand up for himself. I stood 5 feet from a homeless man that said not one word while describing my discontent of the employee's behavior. Right as I was leaving, the employee said, "I'm sorry you and your daughter had to hear that." What I wanted him to say was, "I'm sorry for my behavior." On May 18th, I called the number on the truck to report verbal violence and profanity that I witnessed from the city employee to a homeless man who appeared to struggle with a mental disability. I spoke to a man named Jonah and described the behavior and told him I wanted to talk to his employee supervisor. On May 19th, Bill Clark called me, left me a voicemail stating that he'd received my complaint. I have Bill Clark's voicemail still on my phone. This is what Bill said to me on my voicemail. "Somebody tried to jump into the city's truck. Not sure what your complaint is. He had no choice but to get the person not to do that." I called Bill back and got no response. On May 20th, I called Peter Warschicki, Bill's supervisor, and talked to Peter, told Peter about the incident. Peter called me back, told me look into it. He called me back, and when he called me back, he said he did check with the employee about the incident, and he told me that the employee told him that the homeless man had a gun, and that was why he acted the way he did. I said to Peter, I was standing right next to the man. There was no gun, and I was a witness as well as my daughter to the incident. And I said, if he did have a gun, why didn't he call 911, and why wasn't there an investigation conducted, as I am a witness of the situation? Again, there were police officers half a block away. The city in Old Town was full of construction. There were a lot of people around. I called Peter back. Asked Peter to call me back. Peter never called me back. I called Laura Hansen, who works for Commissioner Novick. Talked to Laura about the situation. Laura never called me back. On June 16th, June 20th, and June 28th, I emailed Laura Hansen requesting a meeting with Commissioner Novick. No response. On July 5th, I sent another email saying how appalled I was that the commissioner did not respond to my request to meet with him. I finally got an email back from Laura Hansen and Heidi Brown, the district attorney's office, stating that basically the situation was handled, it's confidential, that the city does care. She stated that the city conducts diversity and discrimination training. Mayor and city commissioners, this is not about diversity. This is about humanity. With all the violence in the world today, we need to hold our employees to a high standard of behavior. We need to teach and educate our employees about inclusion, about people with all classes, all disabilities, all abilities, all race, all gender. My question to you today is, Mayor and Commissioners, Bill Clark seems to think the verbal violence and abuse is acceptable behavior in dealing with people with mental disabilities. I do not.
I'm going to ask you to wrap up. We gave you a lot of extra
time. I have one
time
last question. What types of training are you providing city employees to understand inclusion?
Thank you. I appreciate you doing this. And obviously, you know, we need to hear complaints directly, and that's one of the reasons why we do this. So thank you for doing that. Obviously, there will be follow-up to you. Thank you.
Thank you. The other thing I just want to say is that I appreciate Commissioner Saltzman, who always takes my call and makes time for me to talk about our foster youth. So thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you very much. Okay, I see Ms. Zielinski.